You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, dear listeners. Today, Mint Primer is written by Rick Kundu. India's current account recorded its first surplus in about 4 years in quarter four of financial year 2024. The last time was in quarter one of financial year 2021, after which GDP shrank as the pandemic set in. Now, the fundamentals are more robust. Mint looks at the significance of these numbers and the challenges ahead. Welcome to the Mint Primer podcast, your go-to source for breaking down today's major news into bite-sized Q&A chunks. I'm your host, Rohan, and in this episode, let's buckle up and embark on this insightful journey through the world of news and information. Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. How has India's recent performance been? India's current account recorded a surplus of $5.7 billion, or 0.6% of GDP, during the March quarter, compared with a deficit of $8.7 billion, or 1% of GDP, in the previous quarter due to higher services exports, and a deficit of $1.3 billion, or 0.2% of GDP, in the year-ago quarter. During FY24, India's current account deficit, CAD, moderated to $23.2 billion, or 0.7% of GDP, from $67 billion, or 2% of GDP, during the previous year, due to a lower merchandise trade deficit. However, during financial year 2024, India's CAD was the lowest since financial year 2017 if we exclude COVID-hit financial year 2021 due to a services surplus and solid remittances. What factors led to the surplus in quarter four? The turnaround was due to a narrowing of the merchandise trade deficit to a 10-quarter low of $50.9 billion in quarter 4 financial year 2023 from $69.9 billion in quarter 3 financial year 2024. Meanwhile, there was a robust expansion in the services trade surplus. Services exports grew by 4.1% annually during the fourth quarter of financial year 2024 due to rising shipments of software, travel and business services, according to the latest Reserve Bank of India, RBI, data. During quarter 4 of financial year 2024, net services receipts at $42.7 billion were higher than the $39.1 billion a year ago, contributing to the surplus in the current account balance during the quarter. What can we expect in the forthcoming quarters? Experts expect the CAD to rise slightly in financial year 2025 owing to a widening in the merchandise trade deficit due to domestic demand and higher commodity prices, but it will remain manageable at 1-1.2% of GDP. Assuming an average price of the Indian crude basket at $85 per barrel, this would be easily financed, given expectations of large FPI debt inflows, says ICRA. What are the challenges ahead? The quarter four numbers were aided by a decline in the merchandise trade deficit for the year. The overall trade deficit, including both merchandise and services, shrank to $78.12 billion in financial year 2024 from $121.62 billion in financial year 2023. However, the merchandise trade deficit is on the rise again, widening to a 4-on-7-month high in April and May, due to a surge in imports. Exports have also been hit by slowing global growth amid tightening of interest rates and geopolitical challenges, including conflicts in West Asia and Ukraine. Any weaknesses that could hit the balance? While foreign portfolio investment experienced a net inflow of $44.1 billion in financial year 2024 compared to a net outflow of $5.2 billion in financial year 2023, net foreign direct investment inflow dropped to $9.8 billion from $28 billion. There has also been an outflow of Indian savings, showing that domestic savings couldn't find local avenues of investment. This indicates a weakness in the economy. The difference between the real and nominal effective exchange rates has also been widening since FY21, eroding India's export competitiveness. Well, folks, we hope you've enjoyed this eye-opening episode. Do you have questions or ideas for future topics? Drop them our way. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn for all the latest updates. And hey, if you crave more info, hop over to our website at www.htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.